practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you by way of radio on another Voice of Faith radio program originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And as we gather together to worship the Lord, let's listen to an instrumental rendition of that great old hymn of the faith, O Worship the King. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today, and of course we are gathered together with that intent of worshiping the King. I certainly do thank you for the pleasure of your company, and we've got good news to present to you today, and that is the fact that this morning at 10:30, the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona will be opened to public worship. We, along with 13 other churches in Blair, Bedford, and Huntington counties, are going to be opening our services today for public worship. And certainly we are going to do everything that we possibly can to make it safe, and we want to encourage you to come on out. And our service will start at 10:30, but we would invite you to try to get out by around 9:30 or 10 o'clock, because in coming into the service today, there will be certain things that we will be doing that we normally do not do, simply to make you safe and to make others safe as well. Keep in mind that here in this great state, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, our governor did not tell churches that we had to shut down. We have all done it voluntarily. Neither do we have to get permission from the governor to open. We are opening up when we believe the Lord is leading us to do so, and of course that's today. A number of pastors have gotten together over the past several weeks, in fact maybe it's been a month or so, to discuss when we were going to open, and this has been the date that's been set, and we look forward to gathering together today with others of like precious faith. And so I would encourage you to consider coming to church today as we fellowship one with another around the Word of God. Certainly, if we could minister to you in any way, do not hesitate to contact us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And our website, which is a good place to go from time to time to see more about our ministry and what's going on, is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Indeed, if we can minister to you in any way, certainly we would love to do that. Do not hesitate to contact us. Our greatest concern is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says we've all sinned and have come short to the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. I remind you that salvation is faith in Jesus Christ plus nothing. You don't need to be baptized. You don't need to partake of the Lord's table. You don't even need to go to church to be saved. All that it takes to be saved is to recognize that you're a sinner and say something like this, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and He will. And so if we can help you with that or any other spiritual need, contact us. Again, that phone number is 814-944-2894. The email is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then the website is www.fbcaltoona.org. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you for the great opportunity that we have to gather around the radio this morning to worship you along with others in spirit and in truth. I pray, dear Lord, that you will take this program and use it today. Use it to bring somebody who's lost to faith in you, and use it to encourage us as believers. And Father, we know that today that 14 churches here in central Pennsylvania will be opening up for public worship. I pray that it will be a day of rejoicing. I pray it will be a day of honoring you. I pray that it will be a day of great worship as well as a great testimony to your faithfulness to us. Now, Father, take this particular program and use it today according to your intended purpose, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a song entitled Redeemer.
Taught the sun where to stand in the morning? Who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry. I know
Redeemer lives.
The very same God that spins things in orbit, He runs to the weary, the worn and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring me victory.
Now I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer lives to take away my shame, and He lives where forever I'll proclaim
that the payment for my sin was the precious life He gave. But now He's alive and there's an empty grave.
I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives.
Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry. I know
my Redeemer lives.
Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry. I know
my Redeemer lives. My Redeemer.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 28 and 29, where the Word of God says, "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire." From the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, in verses 28 and 29, we look into the spiritual bread box. And now, before I deliver a message entitled, "Why Bring the Church Back Together?" let's listen to a song that I know many people really do like. It's simply entitled, "Beulah Land."
Anymore. across the river, where my faith will end in sight. There's just a few
Those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ are truly looking forward to seeing Jesus Christ face to face when we get up to heaven. Of course, that song, Beulah Land, refers to heaven, and so I'm looking forward to it. And I selected that song to play this morning simply because of the fact that many of us are looking forward to coming back to church today. And as I said a moment ago, about 14 churches here in central Pennsylvania will be opening their doors to morning services only, beginning today. And I know we are anticipating that here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And when that was announced recently, in fact, I mentioned it last Sunday morning in our service here, and over the past 8 or 9, actually 10 weeks, our services have been closed, but we've had people coming in just to participate because they wanted to get together with others. When I announced it last week that today we were going to be open, one of our young ladies, Judy Peck, she just rejoiced and she said, you know, next Saturday is my birthday, and what a birthday present it's going to be for the church to come back together again. And a lot of people are looking forward to it. And I just want to say to you that if you feel as though you shouldn't go out, or if you feel not comfortable in going out, then stay at home. You can participate with us on our social media ministries, as you undoubtedly have been doing for quite some time, and that's fine. But for those who want to venture out, if you don't have any COVID symptoms, if you've not been around people who do, we would invite you to come on out. And as I said, come a little early so that you can get in and get seated and ready for the service. But the question is, why bring the church back together? And one of the things that I want to mention to you is that the church being together is God's plan. God's church was never designed to be separated. And as we study the scripture, we find a lot of teaching concerning that. For instance, we see that the early believers actually set that example. Back in Acts chapter 1, right after the Lord Jesus Christ ascended back into heaven, in verse 13 and 14 it says, "And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." You see, they were together in one accord. They were together in one accord. Thus, right after the Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, they were together. And then in chapter 2 of Acts, in verse 1, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." The early believers were setting the example. You turn to Acts chapter 2 and verse 44, where it says, "And all that believed were together and had all things in common." And you can trace that over and over again throughout the book of the Acts. For instance, in Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, we find these words where it says, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." You see, it says they were assembled together. And so the early believers practiced the concept of being together. But beyond that, we are bringing the church back together today because the church is instructed to be together. It really is. It's not something that we just do, but it is a biblical pattern. It is a biblical command. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week," you see, that's Sunday, "upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay up by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." What does that imply? It implies the concept of coming together. Because, you see, that's something that the Lord Jesus Christ expects us to do. He does not expect the church to be separated. He expects the church to be gathered together in one place. And we must do that. Over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and verse 25, and we often refer to this passage of Scripture, where the Word of God really lays out the purpose for gathering together. It says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." And that concept of not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together involves the idea of being together in one geographical location. And we are to do that more and more as we draw closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. A third thing to take into consideration is that the church as a body must be together if it's going to function properly. The church as a body must be together if it's going to function properly. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12, 13, and 14, the Word of God says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many." Take a look at your physical body today. It functions because all of the members of the body are together in that one body. They are unified. Try to function without your liver. Try to function without your kidneys. Try to function without your lungs. Try to function without your heart. You cannot do it. All of the physical body needs to be together for it to function appropriately. And since the Bible compares the body of Christ, the spiritual body, to the physical body, it's important to recognize that as the physical body can only function properly when it's together, so is the same with the spiritual body. The longer we are separated from each other, the less effective we are as the body of Christ in the local area in which we are living. And so the church as a body must be together in order to function accordingly and effectively. And then another thought to take into consideration as to why we bring the church back together is simply because of the fact that the church is the seat of truth in the world, and it must take the lead. That's something to seriously consider. The church is the seat of truth in the world and must take the lead. In 1 Timothy and in the 3rd chapter and in the 15th verse, Paul says, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth." You see, the church, the local church in a community, is the seat of the truth of God. And when we portray the truth of God, we've got to live biblically. Well, being separated like we have been is, though we've done it because of this COVID virus that's around us, it's not the way that we should be functioning if we are going to effectively portray the truth of God to the world. And so today, at least 14 churches here in central Pennsylvania will be coming together. The early believers set that example. The church is instructed to be together. The church as a body must be together. And the church is the seat of truth in the world and must take the lead in gathering together. Now, first of all, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, I pray that today you'll call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, and He will. But then as a Christian, find out one of those churches that are open. I know we are, and we'd invite you to come on out if you feel so led and if you feel safe to do it. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Until next time, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.